You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Tim McMaster here, along with Chris Haft, our MLB.com Giants reporter, getting you set with another Giants podcast as we are just a couple of weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting. The question is, will any more extra pitchers be reporting for the Giants? We'll talk about that a little bit. They have made some additions over the last week. And we'll get into some other stories as well. The MLB Pipeline Top 100 Prospects list is out, and the Giants have a player on there. But let's start with the needs, I guess, Chris, and what still needs to be done, or that the Giants hope can be done. And that is some more bullpen help for sure. But it's tricky, right, because they don't want to give up any prospects. They don't want to spend a lot of money, so that kind of limits the options. Where are they looking to find this bullpen help?
Well, they'd like a veteran arm, Tim. You know, somebody who can almost be like a latter-day member of the Core Four. You remember that great group? Jeremy Affeldt, Javier Lopez, Sergio Rolo, Santiago Casilla. Two lefties, two righties. You know, the thing is about the Giants' search for bullpen help, yeah, they need help. But if everybody on their existing bullpen, you know, were to come through, if a couple guys could live up to their potential, they would probably have a good group themselves without having to make a deal. They've got two young lefties, Steve Okert and Josh Osich, who have a world of talent, but they just haven't, you know, figured it out yet. If they can develop in timely fashion, the Giants would have something there. Plus, they've got Will Smith coming off of Tommy John surgery. If he were to come back healthy, he probably won't be ready for the start of 2018, but maybe a little bit later. If he were to come back fully effective, that would be another boost for them.
Yeah, and maybe there that they can be patient enough that you can always wait towards the end of spring training as well, when other teams let pitchers go and you can pick people up and have options that way. So certainly no time to panic for the Giants. There are options there, and they, for the most part, have taken care of most of their needs so far this offseason. I mentioned some moves they've made. Gregor Blanco is back with the Giants, obviously a big member of this roster from 2012 to 2016. Now he's back. I guess the question, what are the chances that he actually makes the opening day roster, though? He gives them outfield depth, but is he going to be a guy that can find his way into the 25-man roster?
Yeah, I'd say no worse than 50-50.
Okay.
Maybe better than. A lot of it depends on what happens with Steven Duggar, you know, the rookie who we've talked about before, Tim. You know, they're looking at him as a center field possibility. Certainly not an everyday center fielder, but maybe somebody who can platoon with Austin Jackson, who's a right-handed hitter. Duggar's a left-handed hitter. Blanco, he gives you, you know, he can still run out, run, go get him in the field. Not much of a stick, really, but he has a lot of value with his intangibles. He's a good guy in the clubhouse, you know, a good unifier of players, you know, somebody who everybody likes to be around, and he's just good for the team even when he's not playing. So it's potentially big asset right there to secure.
Chris Heston has also been brought back on a minor league deal. He'll get a spring training invite as well. Heston, 29 years old now, Chris, and he's a guy that has had flashes of greatness, I guess, with the Giants, but for the most part, not that great. What's the hope for Chris Heston in 2018 and what he can bring to this team starting in the spring?
Yeah, I don't think there's any illusions of him, rejoining the rotation and throwing no hitters like he did, a few years ago against the Mets. But they know Chris Heston. They know his skill. They know his potential. So until a guy's arm falls off, practically, he'll usually have a chance with his the team that brought him to the bigs, because nobody knows him better than his first team, in any pitcher's case. And in Chris Heston's case, well, they saw him throw that no-hitter at New York. They saw him dominate other teams during his one season when he won, I think, 10 games or so. So, it's a low-risk, potentially, medium, moderate reward type of deal.
The MLB Pipeline Top 100 Prospects list is out. The Giants have a player on there, just one. Number 63, Elio Ramos checks in. And obviously this is a guy who has quickly open some eyes. That's the good thing. They've held on to him when they've made moves this offseason. It seems like a guy that they have a lot of confidence in at this point. He's the number three prospect in the system. Chris, he's a guy that hasn't been in the system that long, but he certainly opened eyes.
Very much so, Tim. And we, you know, his raw ability, of which he has so much of. You know, he's kind of an atypical Giants draft pick, not the prototypical pick who, you know, is a, you know, quote unquote intelligent player, that sort of thing, thinking man's player. You know, Helio has a, you know, it's just more like Willie Mays. He's got, you know, world of ability. There's not a whole lot he can't do on a field. Of course, he needs maturity. Of course, he needs to cut down on the strikeouts, like a lot of young hitters. But, you know, they figured out come with time, and he'll end up making the most of those abilities.
Travis Ishikawa, that's a name from the past for Giants fans, certainly not that far in the past. 2014 postseason hero, of course, the big home run in Game 5 against the Cardinals. He's a guy that made his way to the big leagues kind of against the odds, former 21st-round draft pick. He's now the hitting coach for rookie-level Arizona. Kind of neat when a guy that's come through the system and has had those moments is able to stick around and kind of continue his post-playing day career with the Giants.
Tim, it's guys like that who, you kind of alluded to it right there. Travis would probably look really strange to a lot of people wearing any other uniform but the Giants. And Travis himself probably would feel uncomfortable wearing any other uniform but the Giants uniform. So, yeah, it's a neat thing that he's come back into the family, so to speak. I foresee him maybe, you know, way on down the road if he wants to stay in baseball, you know, being a major league coach of some sort. He could, you know, probably do that sort of thing.
The fact that he was a 21st-round pick and made his way to the big leagues, that's got to help at that level and the rookie level where there's all these guys that are from all different, whether it's international signings, late picks, early picks, all these guys from different areas. Just that experience to be able to share with the guys at that rookie level that it doesn't matter when you were drafted. You can make it up there. You can make it to the big leagues if things go right, if you work hard, that kind of stuff.
You know, not only was he drafted 21st, but as you might guess, he experienced so many different things. He did make it to the majors, but he experienced the climb. He experienced getting sent back down. He experienced being a, you know, semi-regular on a major league level. He experienced having, you know, being relegated to pinch hit duty on a major league level. So he can relate to those players about a lot of things.
Chris, the Giants have kind of unveiled their promotions for 2018. 60 years in San Francisco. That's obviously a reason to celebrate. The Dodgers are doing something similar down in L.A. since they moved west as well. But part of it all is in July, the Wall of Fame will open up again. And Matt Cain and Ryan Vogelsong, obviously two big members of the recent championship run. Were you surprised? Did you expect to see names like that going on the Wall of Fame?
Well, we knew, Tim, that those guys were eligible, so it's just a matter of timing, you know, between Giants management and the players. So at some point, we knew they'd be up. Three other players who are eligible are Brian Wilson, Tim Lincecum, and Sergio Romo. So I know Sergio still thinks he can pitch. Nobody knows what Wilson's doing, and nobody really knows what Tim Lincecum's doing either. So with Matt Cain and Ryan Vogelsong, you hit it, you know. Two favorites among fans, both excelled in the postseason. They'll be a big day for celebration when they're inducted into the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, and two guys that weren't necessarily the great stuff guys. Vogelsong obviously had to go to Japan to kind of figure things out before returning to the big leagues and starring with the Giants. Two cool stories and guys that I think, while people around baseball maybe not thinking of them as Hall of Fame, Wall of Famers, certainly people within the Giants community see them that way, and they'll be there this summer. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Giants edition. For Chris Haft, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.